Okay, we are on the home electrical safety page, and it's a page that everybody should go through, actually a series of pages having to do with home electrical safety. This first page actually starts talking about GFCI, ground fault circuit interruption, and how it was introduced into the home and is now a requirement, and it is responsible for helping a lot of people not get shocked when they're using curling irons and different things in the bathroom areas and the kitchen areas. And that's just one of the areas of home electrical safety. There are also safety tips having to do with the holiday season. There's a lot of problems and injuries that happen around that time of the year due to cords, extension cords that are used for outside lighting, cords that are not approved or they're just not the right wire gauge, and they get overheated and they can cause a fire. And also there's always the tripping hazard, which causes people to trip and make their Christmas tree come down in the middle of the living room, which is not really funny, but it's terrible. And it does happen. So yeah, there's just a lot of the safety checklists for you to go through. Information about outdoor lighting and decorating, like I was saying. The GFI protection is definitely required for your outside displays of during the holiday season. And let's see, just home preparedness as far as emergencies having to do with winter storms and power failures and what you should have in the house to prepare yourself for a particular situation like that when you find yourself without power, and how to deal with that before it happens. And for those of you that are performing construction projects in your home, a lot of construction safety that should be used at all times. And then when you're in the process, being around certain elements such as the older insulation, the vermiculite, asbestos, just a lot of things that you really want to be aware of, understand how to identify that and stay away from it. And if you have it, how to contain it and who to call, because it's dangerous stuff. And then the problem with moisture and mold in the homes. Unfortunately, a lot of homes are built way too tight and they can't breathe and they can't get the ventilation. So especially during the winter time when there's moisture accumulating inside the house, especially like in bathroom areas and things like that, moisture and mold collects, and it's unhealthy. Bathroom exhaust fans are great for getting rid of mold or moisture that can lead to mold. But anyway, a lot of resources for you to look at. On the right-hand side, that's what I'm looking at here, is the list of links that will take you to various pages with a lot of information about home safety and home electrical safety. So I hope you like what you find there. So be safe.